Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts residents have just over two more hours to get to their polling place and cast a vote. WBUR's Kyrie Thompson has more on the scenes and voter sentiment in Boston.
The voting line at Julia Martin House in Jamaica Plain spilled out the door and wrapped around the sidewalk not long after polls opened at 7 a.m. Poll workers bustled back and forth, making sure voters were spaced at least 6 feet apart. They brought seniors out of the cold, damp conditions to the front of the line so they could cast their votes sooner. 20-year-old Northeastern University student Khalil Haji of Jamaica Plain says this is the busiest he's seen the polling station.
It's my third or fourth election since I moved to Boston and turned 18, so I don't know if the energy on election day is something different.
In other parts of the city, voters had to wait more than 40 minutes to fill out ballots. The organization, Lawyers for Civil Rights, says there were excessively long lines in places including Hyde Park, Dorchester, and Mattapan. But the lines died down by the time 19-year-old Boston College student Samantha Fanfan voted in Mattapan's Morning Star Baptist Church. Fanfan says showing up on election day ended up being the easiest option for casting her vote.
All the other times, like the voting early, I've just been on campus. Like, I've had exams and stuff, so I didn't have the time. But one of my professors actually canceled class today to allow us to come vote.
Several voters said they want a president who will unite the country during the pandemic and the unrest around racial justice issues. That's why Haji says he's backing Joe Biden over President Trump.
I think the things we've seen in the last couple months are unacceptable and someone needs to take action about them. And I just don't think that's going to happen under the current president. Not 100% sure it'll happen under another president, but I think we need to be taking steps forward instead of steps backwards.
But West Roxbury resident Lou Murray says four more years of President Trump will keep America moving forward. He thinks enthusiasm in the area for the president is higher than people realize.
Well, in 2016, I don't think people thought he could win, so it was kind of a... And I had a lot of Republicans that were here that they wouldn't even talk to me. But now, guess what? It's Trump's party.
Murray says he expects President Trump to come out on top in battleground states, including Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, and win re-election. But with millions of mail-in ballots and early votes to count on top of today's, he and other voters may have to wait days to know who the winner is. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kyrie Thompson.